evening, Anonymous, and the Old Guard, and all of those fighting Scientology tyranny and terror, wherever you may be. And thank you for having me in New York. I'm just a lawyer, a poor lawyer, or as Moxon says, a pauper, who, through professional fate, came face to face with the Hydra-headed Scientology octopus. And in the process of that, I saw massive Scientology wrongful conduct and tried to right it. Saw massive human suffering caused by Scientology and tried to stop it. And then along came Anonymous, intent upon doing the same. So we are all in this fight together against Scientology abuses, crimes, and frauds. I come from a land down under, where tall poppies are often cut back to size, and where my father said, we're all parasites, each dependent upon the other. So we're all foot soldiers, whether we're 18 or 80, whether we're masked or unmasked, each doing whatever we are able. But for the last week, there has been a battle royal, raging on the message boards of Interbulation, Operation Flambake, and ARS. A raging battle involving a clash of personalities and opinions. Today, on July 29, on Operation Flambake's message board, I saw a post by an anonymous person by the name of Gumby. And Gumby the Truth said, and I quote, "We are all human and say and do stupid things sometimes. This drama has harmed both the OCMB and the ENO camps. Two camps with the one goal." And I close quote. I agree. Nothing has been said or done which cannot be undone. With these two words, I'm sorry. This drama is also a lesson for Anonymous. A lesson on third-partying by Osobots, who have repeatedly stirred the cauldron. But now, let's move forward, reunited. I have been working for the last 4 months on a large document evidencing all the civil rights violations against Anonymous and RICO violations extending back 30 years, involving the same people, the same practices, the same conduct, all related one to the other. And that document was accelerated by the recent July 12 subway restaurant incident in Los Angeles, causing me to put the matter before the Department of Justice last Thursday. And now we need help, overwhelming help, with what some wags have called Operation Octopussy. I ask you all to write to your FBI, to your local U.S. Attorney's Office, and make your own complaints. Or later in the week, when I get back to Los Angeles, and post the contact information for our own Department of Justice terminal, I hope you'll join with me with your own expressions of support and complaint as part of Operation Octopussy. So thank you, Anonymous, for an awesome and epic picket outside the Church of Scientology in New York. Anonymous does not forget. Anonymous is epic. Together, we can defeat the Scientology monster. Thank you.